Halfway along the road we have to go, I found myself obscured in a great forest, bewildered, and I knew I had lost the way. It is hard to say just what the forest was like, how wild and rough it was, how overpowering. Even to remember it makes me afraid. So bitter it is, death itself is hardly more so. Yet there was good there, and, to make it clear, I will speak of other things that I perceived. I cannot tell exactly how I got there. I was so full of sleep at that point of my journey when, somehow, I left the proper way.
In a small, warm cave in a forest of Douglas fir trees sleeps a small bear and his family. This little bear is called Douglas, and he is unlike any other bear cub. While he and his family were hibernating, safe and warm, a sudden noise woke Douglas up. He tried to go back to sleep, but the noise came back again and again, so Douglas decided to go and investigate. He had never wandered this far away from home before, but he was so excited, he just had to know what was going on.